In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Our community question today is, racism permeates nearly every sector of our society. Undo or transform? Okay, awesome. Well, I love this question because of the first fact. Racism does indeed permeate nearly every sector of our society. In fact, it permeates everything, right? From education to healthcare to government to law enforcement to buying a house to shopping to driving to, I mean, it's just in everything. And so this person's question is, can we undo it or do we need to transform it? And I think it's really interesting to consider like undoing racism. Like, what does that actually look like? Now, there's parts of racism that can never be undone. And that is the harm that is caused. When you suffer a trauma, when something or someone hurts you, that can never, ever be undone. That pain is there. That damage is done forever. We can heal from it. We, as the people who are working through it, we can find ways to navigate it, to mitigate it, to grow from it. For the people who are causing it, you can apologize, make amends, do better, rebuild, but it can never be undone. Now, when we think about racism at like the systems level, like can we undo some of the systems that are creating racist outcomes? And I would say absolutely. And then it, you know, kind of turns into that transform in that sense. Undo and transform really become synonyms. So we're going to undo the things that have been done by redoing the system and then transforming even. And when we undo something, it has like more of a limited scope, right? We're just going to kind of undo the bad thing that was going on here. And now it's fine. It's fixed. Versus when you're transforming something, it's much more expansive to think about what could be, what is possible. What could those things look like? And how do we actually take those steps to start to transform from where we are to something that is much more visionary, more desired, and this like bigger picture thing? If we go back to that metaphor of the wheel that racism is, sometimes I'll describe it as like one of those big old-fashioned wheels with spokes, and it's just like rolling down the street. Like it's a giant wheel, so giant that it is rolling over people. People are getting caught under it. People are getting caught in the spokes. And that's why it's so important that we do more than just point out racism, that we interrupt it, that we break the wheel. Because again, if you just point out, hey, look, racism, and it's, you know, rolling on by, that doesn't do anything to stop the momentum of racism from stopping it from rolling over, from harming people. It just keeps on going. We have to physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally get in the way of racism and stop it. We have to interrupt the momentum of racism. And so this is where we get into this idea of like undo or transform. Well, all right, well, I can see this huge giant wheel of racism. It's come way from way far away, way down the street. And I can see the carnage and the wreckage of the damage that racism has done. You can't undo any of that. Now, once we break and interrupt the wheel, interrupt it and then break it, okay, well, now we can transform the wheel into something else completely. And so, you know, I think that if you think about this, kind of this image that I'm in my mind, it's like an old town Western street with this giant wheel rolling down. You can try to make repairs, you can fix what you can, but really we need to like destroy this wheel and create something different that doesn't run over people, that actually like supports people as they are moving through this life and navigating these different systems and structures that we all exist within. So if we acknowledge that we can't really undo racism, we can repair some of the repairable aspects, then it really leaves us with this idea of transforming. And so how do we transform racism? How do we transform it into something good? And I really feel like there are four parts that really work at both the micro and the macro level. The first thing that we have to do is acknowledge that racism is at play in our world, in our relationships, in our systems and structures, in our governments, in our cities, in our schools. We have to first acknowledge, because if we are unwilling to acknowledge that it's there, then we can never, ever fix it. We can never stop it. We can never interrupt it. So the first one is actually really, really easy. Hey, racism is happening. Hey, that's racism. So the second part of this is to identify specifically like what it is. What is the racism that's happening? So we know, we've acknowledged that racism as a thing exists and that it's at play in all parts of our society, whether we know it or not, whether we can see it or not, whether we have experiences with that particular kind of racism or not, it's there. The second thing to do is identify like specifically, what is it? What is it? What is it doing? Where is it playing out? You know, if we're thinking about the school to prison pipeline, all right, well, that's like a specific instance of racism. It looks a specific way. All right, so now we're calling it out specifically. We've identified it. The third thing is, okay, how do we start to interrupt it? I do not have an answer for that specific example that I just gave you, but the third step is interrupting it, right? We're stopping that wheel. We're stopping the harm that it's going to cause. We're getting in the way of the wheel. And then the fourth step is indeed transform, right? So now that we've interrupted it, now that we've stopped it, how are we going to transform it into something good? How are we going to transform it into something that supports inclusion and equity and something that's going to help us build those lives where we all can be ourselves and we can thrive, right? So acknowledge, identify the specific thing, interrupt it, and then transform it. Those are the steps. That's it. Easy as that. Okay, it's not easy at all. But thinking about it in that framework gives us a way to kind of move people through, move systems through, move communities through. Where are you in your own acknowledgement of racism? Are you a person who is like, nah, I don't really think that was racism? Or are you a person who's like, yeah, that absolutely was racism. And I have identified what the racism is, but I'm actually not sure how to interrupt it. So I'm kind of stuck on that step three. Or maybe you're doing work that is actually already transforming systems and structures. Either way, that's the progression. I'll say it one more time. Acknowledge, identify, interrupt, and transform. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.